Yes, and Chap Dinkins have asked, and he's agreed.
Here we go. Father God, thank you for coming to this meeting with us and having us here to conduct your business for the city of Ocala and Airport. Lord, we ask your wisdom and blessing be upon this meeting. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call.
Mr. Crawford. Mr. Dinkins.
Here.
Mr. Klein.
Here.
Mr. Rohrbacher.
Here.
Mr. Savage.
Not here. Consideration of minutes of prior meetings, December 13th, 2018. Have you had a chance to review? If so, motion? Or a correction? Any corrections or additions?
I got no problem.
All right, you want to make a motion?
I'll make the motion.
Chap, you'll second it?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
All right, sir. Unfinished business.
Airport terminal building. So we all saw the video that was shot on January 17th. We're getting good progress. Majority of the stem walls are up, foundations in. They're shooting for first of the slabs to be poured, I think by February 8th is what we're looking at.
Right.
Yep. I've got a list of change orders in dollars and cents. So far we're on the 13th change order. Some of these direct purchase of materials, so when we can purchase materials, we save sales tax dollars. So that was pulled out of the contract, but it'll get put back in. We'll end up saving maybe about $35,000 on the project. Out of 14 days for parking lot expansion, it's more direct purchase materials. The maintenance bond, we amended some of the contract language that had to deal with the maintenance bond. The dollars that were actually added, steel tariff, marquee sign, permit overages. Total permit fees are about $85,000 on this job. So, in all, when you consider the design charrette process that we went through in calendar year 2016, 30% design that Michael Baker did, we've got RPR costs during construction. The total project cost is $7.1 million,
which is more or less than what we thought it'd be. But
it's around 350 a square foot is what it ends up being. That number, the 6.6, is the contract with Austin. Grant monies, we received $3.5 million in grant funds. We have a matching obligation of that. Shelter is coming up with $2 million, so the cost to the airport is about $1.5 million.
Any questions?
We'll update this chart every meeting because I'm sure we'll have some additional change orders. In fact, I know we will. But the contractor discovered some unsuitable material during the stem wall construction. We're going to have to pull some gumbo clay out, about 12 truckloads of that, import decent fill, recompact it, things like that. So we'll have a change order on that as well. And, there's an aerial again, and it's moving along. Taxiway Alpha rehab, so moving on to that item. Are there any questions on the terminal? Okay. Taxiway Alpha rehab. We submitted a grant request to the FAA in Washington back on October 3rd for this project, and we haven't had any communication from them since. In fact, I've asked people in the industry if they've heard of anything coming out of the FAA for this special pot of money that they had, about $1 billion in supplemental grant funds. And so far, nobody, other than the first round of grantees, nobody's received them. So there's still $700 million of grant money out there that the FAA has fortunately, our contractor is only holding the prices for 120 days. That runs out February 15th. So our options, if the contractor does not extend the pricing through August of 19, we're going to end up rebidding the project. If they are able to hold their prices to August, we're going to resubmit the grant application to the FAA in Orlando, who has a separate pot of money, separate from the supplemental that we applied for. And the chances of getting that grant are extremely good. We're in constant communication with our representatives of the FAA in Orlando. Unfortunately, it just delays the project a year. But those are our options. That's what we're holding to. We don't expect the contractor to hold the prices. So we're preparing to bid it and submit a new grant. Those are the dollar amounts, current dollar amounts. I assume they'll go up if we rebid it, but the dollars to the airport are pretty insignificant comparatively speaking.
Okay.
Okay.
Signage.
Yep, airport signage. The board approved this sign, the marquee sign, at its last meeting. A little bit more detail to it. The cost will be just shy of $50,000 to level the sign mound that we have out there now by the terminal, and then do the infrastructure and build up the new sign and install it as it is right there. So, pretty consistent with what the rest of the city is paying for signs similar to this. And the Ocala banner and with the rings, it's pretty, actually it is exactly what's installed at other city facilities. So we've tied the airport in with other city departments in that respect. You can just make out the silhouette of the person here, so that gives an idea of the size and scope of the sign. That was included in the Ausley contract. It's their responsibility to provide that.
What, shadow?
Yeah, shadow figure. talk about the aircraft display for the terminal. I say we have a $40,000 budget. It'd be great if we could find one donated, but if we have to spend money, that's what we have. We have some options. I've engaged with Mr. Crawford on maybe finding a steerman and maybe finding a parts airplane that we can piece together, something with a bad wing, that you would never know the difference if it's hanging above your head, that kind of thing. So, but we're continuing to move forward. If you know somebody with an airplane that would be worthy to hang in the terminal, you don't have to get into specifics, but you can use your imagination on what would not be suitable. Send it my way.
Did we decide we were definitely going to do that?
Hang an airplane?
Yeah, I thought that was... We killed that idea.
I don't know. Did we do it?
I don't know. We had a discussion some time ago about it.
I will review the minutes, but I'm pretty sure if the board decides to kill it, that the city manager is going to usurp the board's authority. He wants to hang an airplane. I kind of like the idea of it. The building is designed to accommodate an airplane, so the roof structure is... we were just talking about the attachment points yesterday. I will review the minutes and advise the board. On to new business. Private hangar construction at the Alpha 10 development site. What's shown here, this is the Stavola hangar, the steel going up. We are speaking with another entity on this parcel right here, which would leave the middle parcel open. You could put 3 10,000 square foot hangars here. It's a company that does quite a bit of business in Central Florida on the airport and some of the other airports around here. not going to name him yet because they haven't signed the lease yet, but they shoot a lot of video and put it online. So I'll put it at that. A lot of aviation videos. We've got a utility grant project going in at this facility. It will facilitate this hangar development, all of them over here. Everything south, if we end up taking out those trees, and it facilitates the development on the north end as well. So it's tying in sewer and water and looping it, putting in a grinder pump, fencing to facilitate the development. The bid is on the street now. Once we get the hard bids, we submit to the state for the grant, and the grant match will come from the water and sewer department, since they're when you hook up, you pay a connection fee, and those connection fees will actually facilitate the grant. It'd be an 80-20 grant, so the leverage is fantastic for what we're doing. But it's interesting, as soon as the steel goes up for one hangar, everybody starts asking and wanting to build their own as well. We've got some other offers for other areas on the airport, but they're more or less wanting to ask us to the dance, but they haven't quite asked us to the dance, and I guess it's the best of them. So we'll see where those go. We've got a possibility on leasing the old ARF training complex. This is west of the airport. It's a non-aviation company. It's industrial in use. We've started the appraisal process. The last appraisal was in 2016. We need to update the numbers. The last appraisal said it was worth about $1 million. Fee simple purchase. And it's 12 acres, everything inside the heart-shaped access road with four buildings. So we're pursuing that lead as well. And then finally, under new business, Shelter Aviation has a hangar and site plan development right now. This is where we're located right now. This is restaurant and Shelter and the meeting room. Here's their attached hangar. You can see the access, the parking lot. They're proposing, I think it's close to 18,000 square foot hangar right on this section right here. This is the grass area right here. So they put the hangar right there. Right out there.
Cover part of the drive to the T hangars.
It's pretty close to the T hangar area. We're gonna have to coordinate access. Can't eliminate it, but it'd be a pinch point there, so we're gonna have to look at it a little bit closer. We need an 89-foot wide taxi lane to get into the T hangar, so we'll have to make sure that that's maintained.
I'm talking about that driveway. Right there, that one going north and south. No, north and south.
Oh, north and south.
The one right next, just inside. That's one right here.
Perimeter. A little perimeter road. It's going to be
Oh, 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 oh. Yes. Here. Yeah. Right, right, right. Oh, from a vehicle perspective?
Yeah. That's gone?
Yeah.
So how are you going to get in?
Gate 4.
People access the T hangars through any of the gates.
Any of the gates on the airport, cargo
war. So, in other words, just going on the hangar to the entrance. So, they would just use the taxi entrance to the T hangars instead.
I thought you meant this access right here.
Yeah.
We were talking this
that one.
Yeah.
Presently coming in. Drive here.
Good. 18,000 square foot hangars. Nice big hangar. I know Kyle's excited. He's not really listening. Any questions on that? Okay. Operations, 72,000, including all the overflights and all that, 72,000 operations. That's a fantastic number compared to the almost 62,000 from the previous year. So we're on the incline on that one. VFR track, 29,000 on the VFR itinerant, and then the local is about 24,000. Compare that with the local from 17, we're at 18,000, so another big jump there. That's really indicative of the flight school and their activity. Flight school is literally putting offices wherever they can at this point. We're excited to see their growth, but they are busting at the seams.
Take it over there.
From what I understand, if they move their entire operation here and transform it into offices and whatnot, I think they gain only one additional office. They're looking at all sorts of different options at this point. They have 18 airplanes in their fleet. With more coming.
Impressive.
Sure.
Did I characterize it correctly?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, good.
I mean, literally, we did. We emptied out the closet and made our kids back home. We're about to get rid of our bathroom.
You took out your counter space.
Yeah, we don't have a counter anymore. We're in the middle of converting the front counter into another office.
You're facetious about the bathroom.
No.
Is it a historic bathroom?
No, not that bathroom. We still have that one bathroom. Okay. The other bathroom.
So, and then this month, we're very close to beating the all-time monthly operations record at the airport. Yeah. On the fuel, this is where we ended up, just over 800,000 gallons of fuel pumped into aircraft. That's total jet fuel, 3.6% increase over last year, and then avgas is a 6.2% increase over last year. If you look at the monthly, we got off to kind of a slow start in early 2018, but it really picked up towards the latter end. Same with the avgas side. So hoping to keep that activity going as well. And that just basically shows the relationship, the historical relationship. The blue line is total fuel. This peak is in 2007. We had the forest fires going on in the area, so we had a lot of forest fire or firefighting aircraft buying fuel, both avgas and jet fuel. The black line is the jet fuel, and the red line is avgas. That concludes my presentation.
All right. Any of you guys wishing to appear? Nope. This is an exciting place to be, I see. Any agenda items for you? Any board members?
I have a question.
All right.
Whatever happened with the auto auction sale purchase thing?
Copart.
Yeah.
They bailed.
Okay.
Shortly after we got the approval from the FAA, we got what seemed like a two-sentence letter from Copart saying that they are, as per the agreement, they are withdrawing from the purchase. They are free. And then the back channels, we found out they're just not going to expand. Which is a shame. It's we spent a lot of staff time on that deal. Our survey guys spent days hiking through the field, double-checking the lines. The good news is it's done. We've got the survey complete. But we probably spent $20,000 between the survey and all the attorney review and everything trying to get the land deal done.
What's your current price on it?
$2.6 million is what it was going to sell for. It's probably worth a little bit more than that now. 53 acres.
Bargain.
Probably check, Randy.
Yeah. All right, petty cash. All right, anything else? Motion to adjourn?
Someone's
second.
All right, all in favor?
Thank you.
What they were doing.
Yep.